Well, what the Brahmavarchas Adya Shakti, the Yantra, is like a machine of your own human body, your emotional body and mental body, concrete. This is what we are trying to learn. In Einstein law, if you know, though a great Einstein has to give that formula, even now 10th class students can do it and use it. That is exactly what the intuition we have to learn. So when we are doing this intuition, what in English intuition is called, in Hindi it is known as prajna. That is what Parampuja Gurudev always used to say about the prajnavatara. That is the prajnavatara, the definition of Parampuja Gurudev's one angle of his avatar, prajnavatara. What we are here learning in all these classes, and especially the yantra, and of course all the 24 yantras, are based on three things. First is, the first point in page 23. All of you raising it? The first point, it's exoteric consideration, colon, line, form and color. What I am telling all these things and what we have to learn in Brahmavarchas is that once you know the yantra, you need not be a great sadhana or a scientist. Nothing, you are just a normal man with normal habits. But you can use those formulas, the yantras. That is the first thing which you have to learn. When you are doing this yantra, you don't think that you have to do something to learn or do some particular sadhana. The only thing is you should know the language. That's all. And now, if you know the language, the normal language, and all of us know it, we know about physical body and its language, you know your body, well, you know your emotions, full of it. Probably Parampuja Gurudev also knows about our number of desires. And of course our number of thoughts. So, we have enough language of physical, emotional and mental thinking and desires and body to use the yantra. That is what I am trying you to tell. So don't think that when you are trying all these yantras, what you have to learn the language of it, no doubt about it. Just as I always tell them, formula E is equal to mc squared, you should know what E is, what m is and what c is and what it means. But just language and reading about it is enough. You need not do anything specific sadhana. But what you have to use is, you should use the machine in the way it wants to work. Every car has only the four what we call gears, or maybe sometimes five, whatever it is. The gears is one and the same to all, whether you use it to a movie or to Tirumala or to Gayatri Sadhana, or whatever you want. Whatever you want, you have to use these four gates. Similarly, when we are trying to understand the yantra techniques, there are also technically the four gears, the physical gear, the pranamaya or emotional gear, the thought gear, and the buddhi, intuition gear. And you can use, what you have to learn is, when you are trying to understand the yantra, you have to use all these four gears. What are the gears you already know? You know the physical body, how to use it. You know the pranamaya sharira, the five pranas, you are using it, even though you don't know what means what. But well, you know the desires. All the desires are because of prana. You know about it. The gear of desires. And well, of course, you should know the gear of thoughts. And well, you should know the buddhi, the intuition, to use these three gears. Because until and unless the buddhi desires a particular desire to be done and know how to use and thought it out, well, your physical yantra cannot work. So what I am trying to tell you again and again is, you are ready to use the yantra. You have nothing to do, anything special sadhana for it. But you have to use the gears in the correct way. You should know where to put the brake, where you have to turn it to the right or left to get somewhere. And when I think about many of us doing our sadhanas, well, I don't know what I should tell about it. But I think your sadhanas are of any value. Because the sadhana is to be done to get something. Sadhya. The sadhana is to get a sadhya. Something to get. That is why you do the sadhanas. And we do these mantras of Gayatri mantra and that mantra, this Sri Chakra, this and that and this and that. I don't know this means that and that, but of course you know what that and that is. So that is that. So the sadhana has to be linked with sadhya. Again, the yantra, for example, of the car, I tell you, with the four levels, the gears. Well, use it, no doubt about it. And if you go on and on and on and on until the petrol is there, well, the car stops at that when the petrol is gone. You are started in the birth. We have started. Well, I don't know what we call, let me say, our life, our pranas. And well, you die. Then the car is going in the four levels. The physical, the emotional, the mental, the intuitional, and of course the ananda. It is okay, the four levels. Five gears. Okay, you are using it. For what? You are using the car for its gears. Well, it is so that you can use it sometimes speed, sometimes slow. But where? Until you get the point where you want to go. And once you close to your point, do you know that the speed comes down? And maybe in samadhi you come to the zero level speed. It has come to this level of point, your sadhana, the end of it. Then what will you do? You have started your life, you go to the samadhi, Ardha Turiya, well, you have reached there. What for? Why should to go with all those lives and lives and lives and go to particular Om? To get what? And when I'm going to do anything there and you just want some liberation, well, you can be liberation of itself by all this foolishness of doing all these things. I don't know about this liberation and moksha and this and that. If you really want a moksha, well, you can get it now itself. I've become freedom. And don't know what you do. Are you able to live in moksha? What foolish thing, I think. I don't know what I am telling. Why I am telling all these things is the yantra. If you know how to use it, some car someone has given. I don't know how many years it has taken for a Lear car to come. And now you have so many cars in, I think probably some lakhs in every day. Well, the car are there. And you have the four gears in your body, your car. What to do? Why I am telling all these things is, the real goal is for Brahma Varchas. That is why we are trying to do all these things. So before putting Brahma, which always means something very grand and big, Brahma means something very grand, creative. Of what? Of Varchas. And what is Varchas? Well, again, there are three levels which we should know and which we already know about it. Don't think that you have to do something for Varchas, you are already having it. But before Varchas, which is meant for the mental body, before going into the mental level, you have to do more. Do you know what I am telling about? What is it? Before Varchas, what do you have? So the Ojas, we can say as the first gear of the physical body. So any car has to go ahead. It has to do with the first gear. It is the Ojas, the physical aspect, the physical aspect. But if you go into the second gear, the fast something speeder,
Tejas.
Well, you get?
Tejas.
And now you go to the third and fourth gears. Well, you go
Varchas.
For Varchas.
Varchas.
And for the great, when you go to the fourth gear, naturally it goes in a very speed grow. And that is exactly what is happening in this world, that the Brahma Varchas is working in such a way that everything in the world is fast. So everything of life is speeded up. The Varchas is on. It is in the mental level, the thoughts. But well, you know the third gear. What to do with that? You have thoughts. They are of very, very fast level thoughts. Everyone know about any thought? It is very, very speed. And if you and exactly know what it is, but it is much more than the velocity of light. Because in thoughts you can go not only to the future, but you can go to the past. And I don't know what type of gear it is, the virtues it is. All of you, any questions until now I have told? Only about these questions, don't about other questions. I am going to deal you into a particular way. So if you are understanding with me, okay, the S is there. But what I have today only told, and you have some questions of today's subject. Any questions? Question is, please explain about the fourth gear after Varchas. Okay. One question, very good. Very good. Any other questions? Because when all the questions are there, I can use it up in
అసలు ఓజస్ పేరంటే ఏంటి, తేజస్ పేరంటే ఏంటి, వర్చస్ పేరంటే ఏంటి?
హౌ టు యూజ్ ఓజస్, తేజస్ అండ్ వర్చస్. ఓకే, ప్లీజ్ టెల్ అబౌట్ ఆల్ గేర్స్. ఓకే 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 ఓకే, yes, I can now understand what you are telling. It's okay. Now please answer the questions, the answers to it, and of course it is something very clear to all of you to understand. Let us say first the first gear, ojas. The ojas for all practices is the ojas which gives children to birth of children, the physical ojas, the virya, or whatever you call it. So do you know the first gear? Is all of you know it, the animals all know about it. And as something from the animal, we are also having it, but maybe a very, very uncontrolled and senseless way of using it, whereas animals have it very correctly. Now all of you understood what is ojas? Not only the energy which gives your children to get, it is also the way which gives you to use your physical living. As the ojas is less, the vitality is come. So remember that ojas is something, the life energy. Ojas is the physical energy. All of you got ojas? I'm waiting. Yes, ojas is the vitality. Okay, all of you got it. Now, the first gear of our life. That you use our physical world to get something. This is the ojas. And as you can get some technique to develop ojas, then naturally your physical life will be of better and better way of living. Physical ojas, I am telling you, you always remember the ojas. And remember, that is what Parampuja Gurudev said, use your Manipuraka Chakra. And the first day meditation in the morning, it gives you ojas. All of you got what is ojas? The first step, navel, that is tejas. The navel, ojas. And do you know, your navel is linked with your mother when you are born. Can you put your link to Adi Shakti Gayatri? You used to use your navel, your Manipuraka. That is the first meditation what Parampuja Dev is every day to do it. Is it now ojas very clear? So when you do this three bodies meditation in the morning, well, that is exactly, you are linked with Savita. Savita is nothing but Gayatri. The prana of Gayatri. Gayan Trayati iti Gayatri. So when you do in the morning meditation, when you do this, the link with navel, Manipuraka Chakra, the ojas grows. I don't know how much ojas you are getting. Naturally it means you are not correctly using your links. As simple as that. Sometimes there are no many people trying to gear and nothing is happening. Huh? And suddenly they used to put it with some special strong and then you get your gear. From neutral to first gear, ojas. Is it now very clear what I am told about ojas? Very clear? Then I will go to the other things.
Ojas, physical level, develop
ఓజస్సుని
ఫిజికల్ లెవెల్లో దీనిని డెవలప్ చేయాలంటే ఒక చెప్పల
సూర్యుడు మణిపూర్ చక్ర ఎవ్రీడే మార్నింగ్ ఎస్ దట్స్ రైట్ హూ హాస్ గివెన్ దిస్ దట్స్ రైట్ దట్స్ హౌ యూ హ్యావ్ టు లింక్ అండ్ దిస్ ఈస్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్రాణశక్తి యూ ఆర్ నాట్ సీ ఇట్ ఫిజికలీ బట్ యూ కెన్ ఫీల్ ఇట్ యూ కెన్ రియల్లీ ఫీల్ ఇట్ ఓకే ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ గాట్ ఓజస్ హౌ టు యూజ్ ఓజస్ యాజ్ టు దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ యు ఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ డూయింగ్ ఇట్ యు ఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ యూజింగ్ ఇట్ ఇఫ్ నాట్ హౌ కెన్ యువర్ ఫిజికల్ వర్క్ ఆర్ యువర్ హ్యాండ్స్ ఆర్ యువర్ ఫింగర్స్ యు ఆర్ ఏబుల్ టు డూ ఇట్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఓజస్ యూ డోంట్ నే దట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ఓజస్ బట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ద ఓజస్ యువర్ ఎబిలిటీ టు లివ్ ఇన్ ద ఫిజికల్ యువర్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ ఎనీథింగ్ విచ్ యూ యూజ్ యువర్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ ఈజ్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ ఓజస్ సో వీ ఆర్ ఆల్రెడీ హ్యావింగ్ ఇట్ వాట్ యూ కెన్ డూ ఈజ్ యూ కెన్ యూజ్ ఇట్ మోర్ ఆర్ ఇన్ ఎ బెటర్ వే అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ పరమ పూజ గురుదేవ్ హ్యాస్ సెడ్ యూజ్ ఇట్ ఎవ్రీడే అండ్ ఫుల్ ఇట్ అప్ యూ గెట్ ఓజస్ So again, Parampuja Gurudev is already giving meditations are so useful for us. That is why I am only telling you all these things. So that you use the yantra, the machine, the first thing is you have to the first gear, ojas, the physical body. So now you don't ask me how ojas works. Your physical body is working, it means your ojas is working. That is the technical word of it. Whether you know it or not, you are using it. Now you are the first gear one. I am going to the second gear. Those who understood this point that I am going to the second gear, put two number. Okay. So now I am coming to the second point, the second gear. Ojas develops to the higher level of Tejas. And now, we also know about Tejas. Don't think that you don't have it. That is where we get it from heart. The meditation on heart, Anahata Chakra. Instead of Ojas, you get Tejas. But sometimes Tejas and Vajas gets something confusion, and I want to keep that also, as Parampuja Gurudev in his meditation has given that. But it doesn't matter what you call it as Tejas or Vajas. So we will take it as Tejas only. But remember, it is something both, because it is love as well as what? Love and wisdom. So, well, love you can very easily understand that it is heart. But we always say that love virtues. You understand what I am telling? Love, wisdom. So it is Tejas and virtues two in one. Whatever you mean it, don't worry about it, but you understand even that word we use, love and wisdom, is was both virtuous and Tejas. But don't worry about these things. We will take it as Tejas only. Okay? So, when I come to the heart, the sun which comes to us, the same petrol, the same machine, everything is same, only it's speed up. And we go to the second gear, from Ojas to Tejas, you know very easily, the speed goes very high than the first gear. And we know that when the speed is somewhat lesser than the second gear level, you have to change, you have come back to the first gear. Am I clear about this? Am I clear what I am telling it? Those who have understood it, put what we should say, C, capital car. Capital C. All of you are understanding? Okay. So what I am now telling is, the physical body, the ojas, tejas, the heart, the gear is up. You are going to the second gear. And then go ahead. And you go to the head, the third gear. The speed is up. Much, much speed. Third gear. Then we will not take it as ojas, we call it as varchas. But they are the gear of your living, the ojas level, navel, the tejas, the heart, and varchas, well, your head. Okay, all of you, the three gears of your life. You don't think about 4 and 5 and 6, there are many other gears, but it is okay. When you go in Hyderabad, I never think whether you go even to the second gear. You will be always in the first gear if I think. So let us think about these three gears of ojas, tejas, and virtues. A, U, Ma. And naturally, the fourth gear, if you can understand, is Om. But don't think about it. Don't even think about this when we are talking about this Brahmavarchas Yantra. So, the 23rd page I am telling you, the first point, the exoteric consideration means the line, form and color. For us, the three gears, ojas, tejas and virtues. You already know all these things. So the first point, all of you got it? And if you can understand correctly, every day morning of Parampuja Gurudev is this, in Brahmavarchas. The first point in page 23, all of you are going on. Those who are coming to the second point, I think it is bold quality. All of you got it? All of you read this page, all of you put quality word, full quality. Yes, because I want to tell about it. You know, given it in bold. Okay, all of you? See the second point. You have understood about ojas, tejas and virtues, and how to develop it, I have already told you in the first day, Parampuja Gurudev's first meditation morning. The entire first morning meditation is the three meditations of Parampuja Gurudev. And it not only gives ojas, it also gives tejas and virtues. That's why you have to know the yantra. If not, what is the use of these levels? You should know the speed in which we want to live. The speedest speed is Om, the fourth gear. Do you know when we go into the highway, it goes in fourth gear. As simple as that. And that is what Parampuja Gurudev also wants us, to be in the fourth gear of Om. Is it very clear, all of you? Now, we do the point. The second point. A comprehension in the astral or emotional body of the quality. The reaction of a sensitive response to the impact of its qualitative nature. Response to the impact of its qualitative nature, underline. Quality is bold, all of you, quality. Now, from the exoteric consideration of your yantra, what is your yantra? Are you going to see your yantra, all of you? Yeah, am I telling you about those yantra? Or am I telling you about the diagram? I am not saying about your diagrams. I want your real yantra. I want your car in use. Your physical body. That's what I am telling. Our own bodies. That is the meaning of this yantra. What do you think is the yantra in a diagram? Nothing will happen there. Now, be very clear of what I am telling you. First is the body. It has got its ojas. Then we know our model of our car. Our body has got its own type of color and this and that. The physical, having its line, form and color. All of you got it? Now I am going to the quality of yours. What is our quality? All of you, try to understand what I am trying to you to tell about the yantra, the quality. I have our physical body. Everyone has got his own physical body, is exactly like that. That is why all the doctors in the world can do the same operation in the same way. Though the physical body seems different, but when an operation wants to do it, well, it's the same thing to all of us, the physical body, the ojas. Now I'm telling you to the tejas aspect, to the quality aspect, point. What is the basis of our quality, all of you? If you want to say that I have one quality I want to tell, only one, you have to tell only one quality. And it should be complete for you. What is your quality? Kishore is telling, breathing. Okay. That's something common to all breathing, quality. Any other questions? Thinking. It's also right. Breathing. Thinking. Anymore. I want only one question. Health to Purna Shakti. Teaching. Okay. Desire. Okay. In various ways. Aging. What is it? Speech. Vibration. Is it right? All of you? All the answers are right. Living. Yes. That's right. Is it right? All of you, the answers are correct. But actually, the Bhagavad Gita gives a much more better and usual way of using your second gear. All the qualities can be, in one word, you can tell yourself it, sattva, rajas and tamas, okay? Put it down. So whatever you think of any quality in the world, well, naturally, all of you have three, but I have asked to give you only one. I think my question is wrong. I should have given three. Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. You have three?
According to Bhagavad Gita, you told that there are three qualities.
It's okay. But I said only one.
Prana.
Maybe I am trying to explain how one becomes. No doubt we have three gunas or qualities. Quality means guna. No doubt about it. We are mixed with three qualities. Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. Suppose I say that there is only one quality. Say X is 60% sattva, 20% rajas and 10% tamas. 10%. That is he. And the other man will have the same, but with different percentage. So there is only one perfect percentage. Only one. Though all the three. So it is three in one. Is it clear? Now you have, there is a problem for you to decide. You are, what percent of part of sattva? Another one third is, and one third is not equal. I mean, very clear, I am not saying they are equal. But wherever you are always that three percentages of the three in one personality. And can you know that with three, there may be lakhs and lakhs of people. Do you know in colors? I think there are some millions of colors in the computer. And then it is only made of three colors. All of you know it? See that and you will understand what quality I am telling. Write it. In computer you have the red, green and blue colors. And out of that we get millions and millions of colors. Specific colors. Specific. Only one color. Am I clear what I am telling you? So now we have to understand our RGB, our SRT. Very clear? All of you understand the quality and see the underline. Line response, your quality is sensitive to reaction and responds to the impact of its qualitative nature. So whatever happens in your life, it is the response to the qualitative nature. So your nature is because of these three colors in different levels. And naturally, crores of people can be that with SRT. But ease is different from the other. Just as the colors, all these colors, they think about a million colors, is it not? But only because of this, what we call quality. That is why it is known as Swabhava. Your Swabhava. And on it you can put any other color. But basically you will have your own quality. And that is different with anyone in the world. Your Swabhava is specific. That is what we have to understand too. Am I clear to all of you? Can I go ahead to the third point? You got quality? Now, the most important thing about the third point is teach, and then the underline intellectual meaning. And now you read the entire line.
A conceptual consideration of its underlying idea of what it is intended to teach, of the intellectual meaning it is intended to convey.
Try when you are reading it, all of you, just use the words. Something teaching is being told and it's some intellectual meaning is there. That is why I said first teach, then the intellectual meaning. With this meaning you read this sentence slowly and understand it.
The conceptual consideration of its underlying idea of what is intended to teach, of the intellectual meaning it is intended to convey.
All of you have read a very sheer, all of you read this sentence, and I will put some questions so that you can understand what Param Pujya Gurudev has given for these three questions to answer. Can you tell me those three questions, Param Pujya Gurudev? That is the question I am going to ask. And the answer is number three.
Why does the Creator give this body that is so rare for all other creatures to feel?
Okay. That is the first question. That is what we have to learn. And you know, learning is the best way to teach. So that is the question we have to answer. Put the question again, all of you. And why I am telling all these questions, are you able to understand? I am telling to the mental level. From your qualities of heart, I am going to your thoughts. Teaching is thoughts, intellectual meaning, that is what I am trying to tell you. Of the yantra, I will come back again to the yantra. But first let this be very clear to you to understand what we have to learn in teaching. The first question is, why do the Creator give this body? This is so rare for all other creatures. Very clear? And it is only for animals. Do you know that even the Vasus, the Astavasus, Bhishma was born because of that. Sri Krishna was born because of that. Why this body? Why God Bhishma? And why all these things? Why not Gandhi, Nehru? Am I very clear what I am trying to tell you? Why this body which is Creator to us, this body? And when I say the body, it means all the three, the physical, emotional and mental. You are having it. By far. Did you ever have this question to you? When we don't know it, see what gave the answer to it. And you have to learn this. These are the only three questions in the examination, and I am also giving you the question as well as the answers. This is what is the third point, the teach. Put the answer for it. Got the answer? Param Pujya Gurudev uses the word kalatmaka jivitam. Okay, kalatmaka means of time. Has given all this, Param Pujya Gurudev said? Or I am giving that? Has given the answers also. He has given it. Okay, don't worry now, don't waste your time. Now, I am giving you, you heard about the three questions, you can write all the three questions of what Param Pujya Gurudev has given. Know all of you the three questions? Here is the first question. So, why did the Creator give this body that is so rare for all other creatures, for humans? What is the second question? In the
present circumstances, what is the best use of all the wealth and resources given to man?
Second question, all of you got it? All of you should write answers for the tomorrow. I will ask you these questions yourself. And you can get it from Param Pujya Gurudev and copy it, I don't mind. First question. Can
why did the Creator give this body that is so rare for all other creatures to human? What were his wishes? Why did he give his boons to man?
Second question.
In the present circumstances, what is the best use of all the wealth and resources given to man?
Third.
As birth, death is also sure. After death, when you have to present yourselves in the higher court, how would you present your life to be decided?
These are the three questions we have to answer for yourself. I will tell you about it. But you know these questions which Param Pujya Gurudev has given to the entire humanity. And whenever any human wants to go ahead, he has to answer these answers. That is the intellectual meaning of the yantra. Okay? Very clear, all of you, the questions? And then I will go to the yantra aspect. again back to the yantra, the geometrical term. But again the questions, because I have to learn these questions, I am not very easy to think about it. All of you are seeing the yantra? Very clear? Now, just as a 10th class can write about the Einstein's theory and write a question, gets an answer and get 10 out of 10 questions answer for that. I don't think even Einstein could give such a great theoretical answer for himself. Is it not? So even a 10th class student can tell about the Einstein theory, the questions. Well, that is the same thing to me. Once we know the yantra, the answer are as simple as that. What is the first question we have to get? What did the Creator
give his body that is so rare for all other creatures to humans? What were his wishes?
Got to wait. Say I say, the first question is nothing but the central om and the triangle. Will you accept it? If not, you have to think about it. That is the answer. The first central om and the triangle. That is the answer in the yantra. So for the second and third questions, tomorrow I will tell about the yantra aspect. But you understood, if you can understand, that om and the triangle is your heart. Physically, I can put you that. So tomorrow, same time, Jai Gurudev. Again, you have come back to the geometrical yantra, that is the use.